How to get involved as a motorcycle club chaplain volunteer. How does someone get involved as a motorcycle club chaplain volunteer? The first answer is this. Begin with discernment, not ambition. Do not start by asking how fast you can get access. Start by asking whether this is truly a ministry field God is calling you to serve. Motorcycle chaplaincy is not about excitement, image, or curiosity. It is about people. It is about being faithful in a relational world where trust is slow, grief can be deep, and presence matters more than appearance. So begin with prayer. Ask the Lord to purify your motives. Ask whether you are drawn to serve or simply drawn to the culture. Ask whether you are prepared to be patient, humble, and consistent. The strongest volunteers are often not the ones who push hardest, but the ones who are willing to learn, wait, and serve without spotlight. Second, begin with preparation. Training matters. This course is part of that preparation. A volunteer chaplain should not assume that sincerity alone is enough. You need role clarity. You need to understand consent-based care. You need to know how confidentiality works. You need to become aware of grief dynamics, family impact, spiritual conversation, and emotional steadiness. Preparation helps keep your ministry safe and useful. Third, begin with relationships. Most healthy motorcycle chaplaincy starts through real connection. That may happen through a church, a biker ministry, a Christian riding group, a memorial ride, a community relationship, or a trusted introduction. In many cases, access is relational before it is formal. That means you do not force entry. You do not chase sensitive spaces. You accept that trust must be extended to you. That is not weakness. That is wisdom. Fourth, begin with service. Volunteer chaplaincy often grows through simple reliability. Show up where appropriate. Listen well. Be respectful. Be the same person in public and private. Offer help without trying to become central. Sometimes the most important early ministry is not speaking at all. It is becoming known as someone who is calm, decent, prayerful, and safe. Fifth, stay connected to healthy Christian support. A motorcycle chaplain volunteer should not operate in isolation. Stay rooted in a church, ministry network, or accountable Christian community. You need prayer support, pastoral oversight, and people who can help you stay grounded. Chaplaincy in emotionally intense settings can stir a lot inside a person. Without support, even a sincere volunteer can become spiritually drained, emotionally unclear, or overly attached to the role. Sixth, understand what volunteering means. It means service, not control. It means being available, not entitled. It means respecting leaders, relationships, and boundaries. In some settings, you may be welcomed warmly. In others, you may need to wait a long time before trust grows. In still others, the answer may simply be no. A mature chaplain can accept that without resentment. Sometimes getting involved also includes pursuing broader credentialing or chaplain development through Christian Leaders Institute, and for some, ordination pathways through Christian Leaders Alliance. That may strengthen your credibility and help clarify your role as you continue serving. But remember, credentials do not replace character. The real question is not only, how do I get involved? The deeper question is, can I become the kind of person who can be trusted in this ministry? That means patience. That means prayer. That means teachability. That means showing up with humility, courage, and a servant heart. If God is calling you into motorcycle chaplaincy, do not rush ahead of that calling. Walk it carefully. Let your training shape you. Let your relationships guide you. Let your character mature, and let your ministry begin not with proving yourself, but with learning how to serve faithfully